This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Vonnegut with you guys here on Overtime. And to get more information around stadium news, where the Browns are heading with OTAs and everything right in front of you, and upcoming quarterback things that may involve Deshaun Watson, let's welcome in one half of the Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's our good friend Daryl Ryder. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Just, dodging the war of words from the last 2 days.
Yeah, it about seems good about where grief. It's at. Yeah, it feels like that's right where we are. And Daryl, plenty of stuff, stadium news, and everybody we got letters back and forth. We got everything you can imagine. And it feels like it's, like you said, a war of words perfectly laid out. Well, Mayor Bibb saying today that, and I quote, there are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns, and also saying we got to move on. Is this essentially the city conceding and saying the Browns can move to Brook Park?
They're not saying they can. They're accepting the fact that they're going to. I just posted a column on the website. It's time for this war of words nonsense to end. There's nothing either side can say that is going to be productive, that's going to move this thing forward and get everybody on the same page, okay? Chris Ronayne, the county executive, Justin Bibb, Michael Diemer, who's the president of Downtown Cleveland, Inc., those guys are in one corner. And then you've got the Haslams and some other business leaders, they're in another corner. They're not changing sides, okay? The Browns are moving to Brook Park. It's going to happen. Once the state comes through with the $600 million towards the project, which I believe will happen, I just don't know how it's going to happen here before the end of June, the project will move forward. Then the next thing will happen will be the Modell lawsuits will get settled. The Browns will probably have to write a check to the city of Cleveland to pay for the demolition of the stadium, which is something that Mayor Bibb has requested. And also, too, they will likely have to make a contribution towards redevelopment projects for that area where the stadium currently sits. Once all that's done, shovels go in the ground next spring and can put all this behind us. Although I don't know that Chris Ronayne and Justin Bibb are going to be invited to that groundbreaking ceremony.
Yeah, I think I could take a pretty good stab at a big no on that one. You mentioned the lawsuits surrounding the Art Modell law. I was reading up on it, and of course, 92.3thefan.com. You can look at Daryl's article up on the website. The city's still not dropping the active lawsuit against the team surrounding that. Why is that?
Well, because they, again, as I explained, they want money from the Browns. Okay, that's what this has always been about. It hasn't been about stopping the Browns from actually leaving. It's about Bibb wanting to get his pound of flesh from the Browns and to repay some of the investment that has been made by the city and taxpayers into that building that is now going to be torn down after the 2028 season. So that's what it's about. And from my standpoint, I posted on X, I think we have reached the point now where it's time to just get in a room and negotiate the size of the check. How many zeros and what's the number going to be leading it off? Cut the check and everybody can just move on. And look, you know, Ronayne won his battle, okay? He did not want to contribute toward the project. And the Browns said, fine. Last week, well, we'll just do this without you. We would prefer that you'd get on board and you'd help. But if you don't, well, we're ready to move on without you. We're not going to sit around and beg and plead and wait. So he won. He can take a victory lap. Hey, I saved the taxpayers $178 million. You know, we're not going to contribute toward the Brook Park project. But again, you're no longer invited to any events there, okay? You don't get to take a victory lap if it's successful. And if it flops, well, then you can take another victory lap. And then also, too, that means the Browns are going to lose a lot of money because they've got a lot of skin in this game. You know, people are acting like this is all publicly funded and it's being built in the cornfield somewhere. Brook Park is right across from the airport, which is in Cuyahoga County. You know, it's right across from the city limits of the city of Cleveland. It's not in the middle of nowhere. The Browns are putting up $2.4 billion of their own money for this project. Okay, 1.4 of that is for the stadium. So it you know there's a sizable risk here for them. And I think that that's a piece of the puzzle that the politicians don't want to acknowledge here. But again, I think that those lawsuits will be resolved. There will be a settlement reached, and the settlement will be as I described earlier.
Dale Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us on the hotline. And so, Daryl, you sort of lay out, it feels like the Browns are probably open to paying that. You're looking in the mind of somebody who doesn't know why. Why are the Browns open to essentially paying the city who's, you know, just saying we want to be compensated for it and the Browns not necessarily, you know, having to go through it and essentially compensate them for that?
Well, from my standpoint, I'd go tell the city to pound salt because that's just the type of person I am. I don't get mad. I get even. And if I don't have any legal obligation to give you a penny, I'm not.
You and I alike, Daryl.
And based on what I've heard, city does not have a case in federal court. There is no law that says you can force a business to remain in a location after they have fulfilled every term of a lease. Like that really is a violation of the Commerce Clause, which is in the Constitution. You can't do that. Now, if the Browns were leaving that lease early with time left on it, we're having a completely different discussion here. But they're going to fulfill the lease. And when that lease is fulfilled, the taxpayer will owe $0 toward that building. It will have no debt on it. And it can be thrown into the lake next to the old one, the original one. But I think that why the Browns might be willing to help out in some regard to be the good guy here. Okay, it's good public PR. Hey, you know what? Despite all the nasty things that have been said about us over the last, you know, 6 to 8 months here since we made this announcement that we were pursuing Brook Park, hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to go ahead. We'll tear the stadium down. When it's all done, we'll make sure that gets done and it's ready to go so that the city is in position to turn that area into a world-class destination for folks. And I got to be honest with you, you know, the reason I favor the project so much, number one, I think the lakefront should not have a stadium next to it, especially when you have the Rock Hall and the Science Center, all that, and it's just parking lots in a stadium. There's so much you can do with that, so much more money to be made than having a stadium that sits empty most of the year, sitting there, taking up that kind of space. And two, you're going to have a building that can compete with on a world stage for world-class events, top world-class events that we could never, ever go after. You would then be able to go after Final Fours and regional NCAA regional weekends, and you can go after, you know, I don't know if they get a Super Bowl, but at least you could probably submit a bid for it and try. You could get more the big wrestling events that they do. You could get those back here. Major concert tours, instead of them going to Pittsburgh, maybe they'll come here instead. Okay? And you know, there's, you know, all these, you know, other big sporting events, college football playoff and things like that.
These avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
These are things you can't go for now. So, and also too, construction keeps the economy booming. You're talking $3.4 billion there, $2 billion for the airport, that's 5.4. Then another $3.5 billion on the riverfront. Help me with the math here. That's what, 8.8, something like that? That's a lot of money in construction. Plus, now let's throw in the lakefront and whatever they might do with that, right? Now you're looking at probably over $10 billion. All invested within this county. I'm not an economist, but I don't see how people building stuff is bad for the local economy. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm certainly not an economist either. And you realize I didn't help you with the math there. It's because I'm no mathematician either.
Well, I kind of like was keeping track along with all the numbers. Those numbers. I should have sat here and wrote them all down, but, you know, I'm just trying to do it in my head.
Yeah, I think I got to either 8 or 9.1, but that's why I didn't help, because I was at one or the other, and I was like, you know, if I don't have a solid answer, Daryl will get somewhere near there. We'll draw something.
It was 8.9.
Okay, 8.9. There we go. I was in the right range. I feel good about that. I was in the right range. Daryl, obviously, so it feels like we're going to Brook Park. That's going to be coming, down the line, 2029 season, I think, is what we've landed on now. Unfortunately, we have a 2025 season in front of us, though. That is that's the unfortunate reality. And we've been hearing across the station today, and Mary Kay also putting something in Cleveland.com today, essentially saying that the Browns not ruling out Deshaun Watson is a possibility, or she's not ruling out that the Browns think that. Is the door actually open with Deshaun, or is that slam shut?
I mean, for me, it's as close to slam shut as it gets. But look, he's progressing in his rehab from two Achilles tears in 3 months. The Browns are obligated to provide him with every resource possible to rehab and resume his career. And get healthy. And then once he gets healthy, they'll have a decision to make. Do they want to put the guy on the field or not? So, for me, I just think a lot of stuff needs to happen before that. Never say never, but look, they got four new quarterbacks in the room this year. What does that tell you?
Feels like it tells
me a lot. By the way, they drafted two of them and got an extra first-round pick for next year. What's that telling you? Does it really sound like Deshaun Watson's the future for this franchise?
I would definitely think no.
So, you know, again, I'll never say never that he won't ever, under any circumstances, step on the field wearing a Browns helmet ever again. But, like, this year, I just don't think it's feasible that he sees the field this year. 2026, for me, that very well could be a completely different conversation. But like this year, that's why they got four quarterbacks. They're not anticipating that he's going to be healthy. And if Look, if he's healthy, if he's able to, it's not going to be until December. And then what good do you do there when the season's lost and you got two or three games to go? Why would you put him out there, right? So you also have to do right by the player here. So the team's proceeding as if he's not going to play this year, even though they haven't come out and said that. Actions, don't go by quotes, go by actions. Actions tell you four new quarterbacks means they're not counting on that guy being available to them this year.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, do you think the Browns consider Kenny Pickett essentially as a quarterback one coming into OTAs and everything else? And do you think that's the right way to view it if they do?
Probably. What sense? You need to see him. You need to see Gabriel. You need to see Sanders. Joe Flacco's been here. You've seen him, right? You know what he's got. There's not much to be seen or learned by giving Joe Flacco a lot of reps here this offseason. You got to find out about these three youngsters. So, yeah, I think it stands to reason Kenny Pickett would be one. And then, you know, start flipping coins about how you'd order the other three guys. But I think that focusing the reps on Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders is probably the right approach.
Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. As we're looking around and the news surrounding the Browns, as much as we can go, Brook Park, quarterback, they just like toss the extra cherry on top. Charles Woodson now being named as like a 0.01% owner. Does this change anything at surface value for a Browns fan or anybody paying any attention to the team?
No, and look, $5 million just doesn't go as far as it used to, okay? it's great that he's got a little piece of the team right now, and who's to say that, you know, down the road he doesn't, you know, expand that a little bit or whatnot, but to get him involved at the ownership level, I think is a positive thing, and but as far as like a day-to-day operational thing or whatever, no, it changes absolutely nothing.
I just wonder, like, why? Right? Why? Charles, it felt like, I mean, not why invest in a team and why invest in the Browns. I mean, like,
that because there's money to be made. The NFL prints money, okay? And the Browns are about to do this project that should help them print more money, right? So, pretty good time to get in on it. And the value, look, the Haslam's bought the Browns for around $1 billion. And let's be honest about it, the team on the field has not performed all that great, right? Two playoff seasons since they've taken over, and that's been in the last couple of years here. But the valuation of the team is multiplied by five, right? And I imagine that's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. Once Brook Park opens, I would imagine the value of the franchise grows even more, right? In the billions of dollars here. So I think it's a smart business decision, I should say, on Charles Woodson's part to get in now. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, maybe he can, you know, a couple extra million here or there, whatever. But it's a very minute percentage. It's 0.1% based off a $5 billion valuation of the franchise, which comes out to $5 million bucks. Which, like I said, I guess it just doesn't go as far as it used to. So, I do think it is a very positive thing that they bring Charles Woodson in. He's a Hall of Famer, Northeast Ohio native, you know, has a passion for the area, maybe can give them a little fresh set of eyes on, you know, some things both on the business side and maybe a little on the football side too. And, I don't expect it to dramatically change how they do things going forward.
All right, Daryl, let's keep that narrative going. $5 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Maybe somebody will throw one our way.
Yeah, well, you know, it hit me because, like, when I saw that and I was thinking, I was like, man, I could hit the lottery. And, like, if I win, I'm like, not even going to get 1% of an NFL franchise?
It hurts, right?
Right. Not it does. It really does.
All right, Daryl, good stuff. I'll be looking for more stadium updates as they come. And we look forward to talking to you as always next week.
You bet. Take care.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, there with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.